We're good? All right, rolling. So I'll talk about decision support broadly. So in the case of drones, we have a discrete case where I think there's low-hanging fruit for what you referred to. So artificial intelligence, machine learning in particular, deep learning in particular, can learn from many similar instances or roughly similar enough instances in order to build systems that could become more autonomous. If enough drone flights of a certain kind were made, we would hypothetically be able to train a system to do something like that, whether it's finding somebody or navigating buildings or even attacking or whatever the case may be. If we can get thousands of runs, many thousands of runs of drones doing similar things, and then that would indeed be able to feed systems to be able to aid in those very discrete tasks. Looking broadly at data around how we're making military decisions, and this touches on the point, I think, from our fellow in the Netherlands, with regards to where is the human, where is the machine, and how much control are we giving up. I like to say, fortunately, right now, decision support is really not a broad concept with AI. It's a very narrow concept in AI. So I'll articulate why that is in as simple language as I can without talking about the code. If we're looking at all the responses that we've had to a certain kind of, and again, I'm not as familiar with your domain, but a certain kind of maybe a bomb threat of some sort or some impending border patrol issue. We take a category of those. The data that we received from that and the response that we have is so broad that it wouldn't be possible to really realistically train a machine system on, because there's so much context around it and the data isn't sorted well. In the case of drones, we have really nice, traceable, drinkable data. We have the position of the drone, we could look at the functioning of all the different motors and sensors at one time, and we can suck all of that up. We have a border control issue. What is the data we're training on? Did somebody take a note? Is it on paper somewhere? Did somebody document it in some way in text? Do we have pictures of who was where on the border? Unless we have the same consistent, rigorous, complete data to be able to support a particular kind of output and enough instances, usually thousands, it's going to be hard to manage decision support. And so the intake there is really the bigger problem. If we have a border patrol issue, even if we had, to the inch perfect GPS imagery, and we take notes in the same time, in the same way every time we have a border patrol issue or something like that, that's not all of the context required to think strategically about that circumstance, while the machine vision data, the sensor data off of the motors and the positioning of a drone would be enough data to train a drone to do some very discrete thing. So to your point about the human control, we are very much not at the point where abstract notions, where you could get a machine to read a bunch of Napoleon's campaigns and then figure out how to outsmart somebody on the battlefield, we're just not able to pull that off. So very narrow decision support, viable, particularly where data is very uniform and really robust. This is why companies like Amazon, Google, Facebook can train massive systems, while a company like Walmart, if we talk about their offline operations, this is harder. Why? Why is it harder? I will tell you. It is because Amazon, everything you do in Amazon is trackable. Everything you do. Everything you click has been tracked. Everything you add to cart, everything you remove from cart, every email you've opened, how long you've spent reading the email, what links you clicked in the email, all of this is trackable, reliable, and consistent. In Walmart, how are we going to do that? Are we going to have cameras look at what products you look at? Are we going to, you don't carry something into Walmart that says it's you returning to buy these items. They have no idea that you're a single user that's had these repeat visits. Amazon does. So digital environments, the case of drone is also physical, but there's so much digital packed into one little unit that we have that repeatability. In the physical, bumbling, real world of atoms, AI folks get real confused and things are very challenging. So to your point, decision support is not leaving humans anytime soon for very complex things. And in terms of military support, narrow, very robust data track domains, we have a good shot. Elsewise, really not a good shot, at least given the state of the technology today. Hopefully that addresses the question.